The president of the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry has removed three department chairs from their positions. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the professors say the change is part of a continuing feud between the president and faculty.
Donald Leopold, distinguished teaching professor and chair of environmental and forest biology, says he and two other chairs were called into President Quinton Wheeler's office last week and told their terms as chairs are up.
He said that he has not been successful in 4 years here, and that three of us in particular have undermined him. And he told not only us, but he told the entire forestry department later that day that we were, and he used the term, saboteurs and backstabbers.
Leopold says morale among the faculty is the lowest he has seen in his 33 years at the college. In 2016, a majority of the faculty voted no confidence in Wheeler. Last month, the academic governance body passed a resolution critical of Wheeler's lack of consultation with faculty on decisions concerning the school's academic mission. Leopold says it's the chair's job to be critical of every student, faculty, staff, and administrator.
This is actually going to be very interesting because now the three of us are gone, and now, based on what he's told us, everything's going to get good again. So we're looking forward to that happening.
Wheeler will address students on Thursday. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.
Now, in a statement, Wheeler says his plan is to institute a system of rotating department chairs, and the three chairs removed were the longest serving. He says the goal is part of the college's effort to increase enrollment, make the college more visible, and advance the college's mission.